The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Apple Podcasts is currently being slow at updating new episodes. Some podcasters are recording a delay of a number of days for new episodes to appear. Our engineers are working to resolve this issue, says an email from Apple, although they don't quite know when it's going to be fixed. However, the delay doesn't affect your subscribers. They grab new episodes directly from your podcast host, so it probably doesn't matter too much. It's a year since Lumina is launched, which was a bit rocky. The company has spoken to Bloomberg, who's rewarded them with a headline calling it a dim first year. Luminary has managed to grow its subscriber base by 14% in the past 6 weeks during the lockdown, according to the company. If you've got a beefy NVIDIA RTX video card, why not use it to remove background noise from your recordings? NVIDIA RTX Voice uses artificial intelligence to work out which is your voice and which is the clack, clack, clack of your keyboard. We link to a glowing review in our episode notes and our newsletter today. Shelby Church, a YouTuber, posts how much she's paid by YouTube for a video viewed a million times. Might be interesting to us. Spotify has added a donate button, but only for music artists. There is a de facto donation standard for podcasts, though, which Spotify don't yet support. The Google Podcasts iOS app has got a glowing review from the Next Web over the weekend, which is nice. And what are the next 1 million podcasts going to look like? Nick Hilton guesses that average length will significantly decrease and fewer will be in English. In podcast news, congratulations to Darknet Diaries, who are winners of Best Podcasts in the Shorty Awards. The indie podcast beat entries from PBS and CNN, among others. What five things would you leave to a future generation? My Time Capsule is an attempt to find out, hosted by English actor and comedian Michael Fenton Stevens, that launches today. Dumpty 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 Dum, The Archers, an everyday story of country folk in Ambridge, broadcast on the BBC since 1951 and available as a podcast since 2007, is to rebroadcast old episodes while it adjusts to a new production schedule because of the coronavirus. Comedy podcast Archageddon is clearly nothing to do with that. It is, according to Pod Bible, an everyday story of country folk in Bambersham who have to plan the Easter fete while avoiding the apocalypse. We should warn you, their scripted apocalypse contains a deadly virus. Too soon, guys. And Bloomberg Media and Wonder is The Shrink Next Door is being made into a TV show for Apple TV+. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.